Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, happy Monday. It is 7:05. Daryl Hall and John Oates and Train, a co-headlining tour.
That sounds fun.
Mm-mm-mm. It's a good choice.
Thank you.
These guys are great.
Yeah.
So many hits.
Private eyes, they're watching you. They see your every move. Hey, private eyes.
Play Sarah Smile next time. That's my favorite.
Okay.
That's my favorite Sarah song.
You just reminded me of something as they go by Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Yes.
Let me check something here. So I bought their Best Of album. Which is excellent. I'm telling you, there's so many hits on that thing. And then later I went to look for it and couldn't find it. Because
on your device?
On my device, I was going, I know I bought that damn thing. Hall & Oates, what the heck?
Oh, so then you found out it went by...
I found them under D.
Daryl Hall, yeah.
That's so funny.
So for a little while, I was tripping because I thought, I know I've been ripped off.
When did they change it, I wonder?
I don't know.
Daryl Hall and John Oates. Couple of shows in the Bay Area. Tickets go on sale a week from today. Tom Petty. We're going to start there.
Oh, I saw a... Okay, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's... I'm sure this is what you saw. It's... he died suddenly at the age of 66 back in October. And over the weekend, the LA County Medical Examiner announced that it was a drug overdose. Accidental. He had a lot of prescription stuff in his body, but he also had a couple illegal drugs as well. So he had fentanyl and oxycodone, along with sedatives, Restoril and Xanax, and an antidepressant called Celexa. But they also discovered a drug called acetylfentanyl and despropionyl fentanyl.
So fentanyl is, I looked it up, and they say it's way stronger than morphine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're familiar with it?
I'm not. They're actually saying, I think it was fentanyl and synthetic opioids that Prince died of. Fentanyl, I think the first time I even ever heard of that was when Prince died.
It's supposedly a short-lived high,
mm-hmm.
So you have to keep administering,
right.
But it is super strong.
Those two are both illegal. In a Facebook post, Tom's family said that he suffered from multiple medical issues for several years, including emphysema, and he fractured a hip on his final tour. And then the fracture turned into a full-on break, and he had just been given that news, and he was in so much pain, apparently, that they said it's actually not surprising that he had over-medicated. They said... It's our feeling that the pain was simply unbearable and was the cause for his overuse of medication. We feel confident that this was an unfortunate accident. So I think their main thing is they don't want it to seem like it was suicide. They're
right.
Saying he was just trying to alleviate the pain.
I was watching 60 Minutes. Trust me, I'm going to get there. Give me one second.
Take your time.
I was watching 60 Minutes last night, and they were doing this sort of retrospective of everything they've done over the years. And one of the segments was about their celebrity interviews. And they talked to, is it Katharine Hepburn?
Uh-huh.
And her quote I found very interesting as they were saying, what must it be like to have everyone look at you as... And she said, I see myself, as I think most people do, very boring. And as I think of Tom Petty, I think of him as a national treasure and someone who all alarms should go... Fractured hip. Shouldn't the medical community rush him to the hospital and fix him?
Right.
But that's a dude who I guess just decided to sit in his mansion and...
And self-medicate.
It's so weird.
I'm sure he went to the doctor, but it does
did
seem
he?
Like... Yeah, well, in fact, he had just found out from his doctor the day he died that this isn't just a fracture, it's a full break, And that's why you're in so much pain. And he went home and self-medicated. Well, he had to have gone because he had prescriptions for a lot of the, you know, he had a fentanyl, oxycodone, Restoril, and Xanax all prescribed to him, and this antidepressant.
How is a broken, how do you send someone home with a broken?
I don't know. I mean, I would think if you have a broken hip, you can't walk. That's what I would think. But I don't know anyone with a broken hip, so I have no one to ask.
Maybe,
I'm sure our texters will let us know.
Unless he got it fixed and it was re-injured, certainly that can happen.
I guess.
Or they didn't want to put him through the surgery. How old was he?
66.
66.
Sometimes they feel like people older are not going to pull through.
Well, but he, okay, this is weird. He's not the best looking man, but he didn't look bad for his age. Did he?
I just saw him in May of last year at Bottle Rock, and he, you know, looked like Tom Petty.
Right.
He always looks the same to me.
He looked, I wouldn't have been able to put a number to his age. He just looked like Tom Petty. He seemed fine. He, you know, had a good show. They were having a good time.
When I saw the report, I looked at the picture that accompanied it and thought, I don't see signs of extreme drug addiction. I know he had his problems with heroin in his youth, and anyone who's experienced drug addiction to that level should be very careful with anything else.
Right. Well, and maybe he, you know, did. Well, maybe he was clean for a long time, and then he had some pain, and suddenly he's back on all kinds of opioids. And
most people believe if you're a junkie, you will be a junkie forever. Mm-hmm. So whatever you overuse, you will overuse just about anything.
So anyway,
so sad.
It is. It's a terrible loss. Obviously, his family. It's the worst for them and for all of us. It's just so sad.
I just don't know why someone like Tom Petty with means finds himself taking care of himself and dying from it. That's, I guess, the point to that story was, it just seems like you'd think everyone would rush to his rescue.
Right.
Everyone.
Well, you can only help someone as much as they'll allow you to help them. Hmm. When someone says, back off, I got this. You know,
but Tom, you're Tom. I know, that's what I mean, though. He's Tom. I know you see yourself as some dude, but dude, you're Tom Petty. Mm-hmm. We all, you know, see you differently than you probably do.
Let's
when you look
get
in
you
the
checked
mirror.
In somewhere.
Right.
Let's make sure you're getting the best in care.
Why he doesn't want to be checked in somewhere. Because I am Tom Petty. I know. I'm Tom Petty all day, every day.
My drugs.
Yeah. Hey, we have our winner.
Oh.
Daryl Hall and John Oates and Train. Lisa from San Leandro.
Say, that's what a coincidence. Daryl Hall won.
Daryl?
That is amazing. Daryl, hi.
I was doing the dishes the other day.
And, oh, great.
And I was
here
laughing. I laughed out loud. John looks at me and goes, what are you laughing at? I go, oh, it's just, see, so here's what happened. And he's like,
the guy
oh.
said Bill, she said Daryl.
Yeah, he goes, I guess you had to be there. I go,
girl
yeah,
said
well,
me.
Yeah.
She
it
said,
was,
yeah, you.
Yeah. It's pretty funny, though.
It is. It's
oh my
really
God.
Good.
It just never gets old. Movie Pass.
Okay, you got the story. Mm.
So there's a reason Chris Kelly was at Sundance, and it was to buy movies. They are going to get into the movie distribution business. So here's what I know about, yeah.
So finally, Olive will be released.
Olive!
Olive!
Is that what's going on?
It will be, but we had a meeting about
you
his,
and Chris.
Yeah, that's why I flew out there to have a meeting about this.
About Olive?
No, about this new venture thing he's doing.
But was Olive brought up?
It doesn't seem like it's a perfect fit for what they're trying to do.
Aww.
So we.
Why can't he invest?
So even the guy who
you're in his house.
Yeah,
you're his guest.
Can you believe
he
it?
He funded your movie.
I know. But, you know, I trust him, and he's very strategic and super smart and really generous.
We're talking about Chris Kelly.
Yes.
Who is a friend of... He's not the CEO. The CEO is, Mitch Lowe.
Yeah.
You know that guy? Was he at Chris's house?
Not when I was there. I was invited to the big movie pass party, but it was on Sunday night, and it's a critical time for me to be here at the radio station, so I just jumped on a plane and came right back.
Your commitment
you are
critical. Is incredible.
You're amazing. So MoviePass, it started whenever, a few months ago, and it was $50 a month for all the movies you can see. And then all of a sudden, they started making the news because they went down to $9.95, $10 a month.
Yeah.
For all the movies that you wanted to see. Which is great. If you go to three or four movies a month, you know, you're getting two of them for free. I mean, you're basically paying $10 for a movie now anyway. So, and it didn't seem sustainable, but I guess they're gathering a lot of information about you and what you think about the movies and et cetera. I mean, clearly they must be in the information business. Yeah, but they're saying,
are they gonna sell it to people?
I guess. So MoviePass for $10 a month is now going to, and people thought that they would start to stream as well. Because didn't they acquire some
channel? Well, so Chris also owns Fandor.
That's
right. It's called Fandor, so yeah.
So, but it looks like what they're going to be doing is distributing actual in-theater movies.
Yeah.
And so that's their latest thing, and that was why they went to Sundance, is to look at the movies and try to buy some of them.
What'd they buy?
It doesn't say what they buy.
What?
The MoviePass CEO said, "We've experienced enormous success bringing people back into theaters since our launch in August." Just in August?
Yeah.
And with an influx of business from distributors, we've proven the impact of our marketing over and over again, giving them an incremental lift in ticket sales. Given the successes we've demonstrated, it's only natural for us to double down and want to play alongside them and share in the upside. According to MoviePass, the company is purchasing 3% of the domestic box office, which means the people who are paying into
Got it.
But it comes, it's more like 10% of the box office for a few titles that it has heavily marketed, like The Post, Three Billboards, Call Me By Your Name, Shape of Water. So suddenly, there were, I guess people are going, oh, that's why they were aggressively promoting I, Tonya. And I guess they're having a hand in upping the box office for some of these small. And so they're like, what, we should just get our own movies and see what we can make off of those.
The reason, you know, you're surprised it was from August, they gave themselves 18 months or something to reach 1 million you know, subscribers, mm-hmm. and they hit it in 2 weeks.
With the $50 a month
No,
thing?
With the $10 a month
thing. Oh. When did they start the $50 a month thing?
Oh, that was a while ago. That was when, like, Chris was the first guy into MoviePass, so I remember going to his house, like, 2 years ago for a dinner.
Oh.
Where he introduced me to everybody.
So all of a sudden, in August, that's when they took the price down and became the MoviePass that we all...
It's so interesting to see these things that are traditional... And they've always been done one way, and someone comes in and goes, "We're just going to do it this way, mm-hmm. see what happens." And they turn a whole bit, and entire businesses are caught with their pants down, going, "Wait, what?
Did we just get left in the dust?"
I think we did. I was reading about Costco this morning and how they are not digital, and so I had just been to Costco. I spent $300, like a lot of people do when you go there.
Yeah.
But
that's the price, by the way. It doesn't seem to matter what you need at Costco. It's $300.
Right.
Oh, it is? Every time you go in?
Just yes.
Damn.
Yeah.
We need batteries and
popsicle.
Right.
$300.
They're talking about how millennials aren't going there. They don't need this much stuff. And
right.
So the membership isn't of value to them. But they also don't want to go shopping. They have it delivered to their house. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do. You guys... I always think of you two.
Absolutely.
Everything delivered. Yeah.
You know what? Frankly, Costco.com, if it's something big, I'll just go there and they'll deliver it to my house.
Well, and what they're saying is Costco was like, they're so far behind online in terms of competing
with
Amazon.
Well, right.
That it's like they're going to be one of those companies that's like,
oopsie. And I heard Amazon has started with its... like grocery stores and you know, in real life stores. You walk in by signing in on your app. There are no registers. There is no checkout. You go in there. There's cameras and sensors, and you don't scan anything. You walk in, get what you need, and walk right back out. And they charge. I know. And I don't know if it's like, you know how in a mini bar you pick something up,
mm-hmm.
and that's how they decide if you've bought it or not?
Yes.
It's like that.
Well, this movie thing, who knows? Because I don't want to go to movies, and if they're going to get people into theaters, that's probably a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go. I'd rather the business turn to my television at home.
I love going to the movie theaters.
I know a lot of people do.
I don't mind it either. I like it. It's nice during the day to go to a movie. And frankly, if I could ever finish my backyard, I would start going to movies. I used to go to a movie every week.
How's that backyard coming?
It's coming. I got paint all over my jacket.
Why?
because I was painting this weekend. Game of Thrones.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Why'd you just look at me
Game
weird like that?
I don't know. You had your head.
Oh, no. I'm just, you know. All right.
It's still sort of, I find it kind of surprising that, you know, this is like the biggest show on TV and they're bringing it to an end. But okay.
Yeah, Peter, but when? So another year or two?
Another year.
No. We got they're six not more bringing episodes. It to an end. You've already stated that they're going to take four shows,
yes.
spin-offs, air them and see which one sticks, right?
Well, I don't know if they're airing all four, but they've asked for people to submit their ideas for a spinoff.
Right.
So I don't know if it'll be. I hope it's never over. I love Westeros. Anyway, Peter Dinklage, who plays Tyrion Lannister, says that's a good thing. He was asked if he was sad that the show was ending, and he said, it's bittersweet. It's always the sad part of our business because you get pockets of great people for short amounts of time, and then you have to move on, and it's always heartbreaking. It's time. Story-wise, sometimes shows stay on a little too long, the jumping the shark thing. He's not the only cast member who's ready to move on. Last year, Kit Harington said he's grown tired of the, quote, incessant Bieber-like fame. He said, I'm glad I've experienced it, but it's done. You couldn't go on for much longer.
Which guy is that?
That's Jon Snow.
Oh.
And Maisie Williams, who plays Arya Stark, said, I'm really excited for it to finish, so there's time for me to do whatever I want. It'll be nice to pick roles that I want to do.
Oh. So she's sick of it.
Dude, her role is so awesome.
I know.
It's not like she got stuck on a crucifix for an entire season.
That's
the guy that should be complaining.
Right. She spent more than a third of her life doing Game of Thrones.
Yeah, she's over it.
She gets to, like, kill people and a sword. She's the best swordsman now in the entire
well,
kingdom.
Well, listen, we all have our thing about wanting to hurry up and grow up, and then we look back and go, man.
I should have really enjoyed that.
Being a kid was fun.
Yeah.
What's wrong with me?
Life was so much simpler.
Yep.
The royals, the royal family.
Mm-hmm. Wait, did we?
Next story. Okay. Unless you'd like to say more.
No,
I'd be happy to talk more about Game of Thrones.
What did you want to say about Game of Thrones?
The royals. Prince Harry and fiancée Meghan Markle are looking for a communications assistant.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
And someone to do all their social media and do some party planning.
Oh, man, that's you.
I know.
Well.
So whoever fills the role will have to update social media, write press releases, assist the Queen even. The listing says the job is based in Buckingham Palace, includes travel within the UK and overseas, as well as 33 days of leave and a benefits package. It's a 12-month contract, which I assume they will extend. They don't say what the salary is. But man, the job description just goes on and on. And just,
why don't
you
just throw out the worst part? It's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Well,
you,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there it is, right?
Right.
Who cares? If you love the royals, this is your chance to get up close and personal. Mm-hmm. Seems like that would be a pretty cool job. I don't know. I don't really follow anybody in the royal family or any. I mean, I suppose.
What?
I don't. Like, as far as Twitter or social. Or,
oh.
You know, Instagram. Or,
right.
But you love that stuff.
I do. I'm always interested when I see a story come by. But
right.
I, you know, so I guess press releases. I'm sure I've read stuff that came out in a press release.
Oh, then you'll be happy to know Princess Eugenie is engaged to
Who's
her
that?
Boyfriend, Jack Brooksbank. Eugenie
Brooksbank.
Is...
She's the sister. She's the daughter
rich.
Of the Duchess of Sarah Ferguson.
Correct.
She had those two 27-year-old kids.
27-year-old daughter of Sarah Fergie Ferguson, the Duchess of York, and Prince Andrew.
She's
they'll wed this summer.
Eighth in line for the throne, I think,
a few
is what I read this morning.
After...
Yes,
Harry
but at the same
Meghan.
Place, apparently. Same. She's not the one, because you know, there's the one daughter who's sort of normal looking. That's her, Eugenie. And then there's Beatrice, who has those giant eyes.
Fergie kind of went away, didn't she?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything
Did
from
she
Fergie
die?
In a while. No, she's around.
She's still around. Right.
Last we heard of her, she was like trying to sell access to Prince Charles or something.
Yeah, she
or
was.
Or she was doing that diet thing.
Well, she's always doing a diet thing.
Weight Watchers or whatever. Yeah.
So she was caught in a sting or something like that, right?
Something
yeah.
like that. It's been a few years. I don't remember exactly what it was. The Razzie nominations are out.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, so. Did Reese Witherspoon's movie get a lot?
Which one was
again
hers?
Home Again or Home... Baywatch get anything?
Baywatch wasn't nominated for Worst Picture. Here they are. The Worst Picture nominations are Baywatch, The Emoji Movie, 50 Shades Darker, The Mummy, and Transformers The Last Knight.
I like The Mummy.
The Mummy should not be on that list. Tom Cruise is great.
Tom Cruise is nominated for the Worst Actor for The Mummy.
He's
Johnny
awesome.
Depp for Pirates of the Caribbean, Jamie Dornan for 50 Shades Darker, Zac Efron for Baywatch, and Mark Wahlberg for Daddy's Home 2 and Transformers.
Daddy's Home 2 is not bad. Transformers, I didn't see. Keep going.
Worst Actress, Katherine Heigl for Unforgettable, Dakota Johnson for 50 Shades Darker, Jennifer Lawrence for Mother. Also, the director of that was nominated.
Oh, that's her ex-boyfriend.
Tyler Perry, Boo 2, A Madea Halloween, and Emma Watson for The Circle.
Oh, I heard The Circle
sucks. Is that what you want? The worst director? I'm not going to do all these, but the worst director was Darren Aronofsky for Mother, Michael Bay for Transformers, James Foley for 50 Shades Darker, Alex Kurtzman for The Mummy. They hate The Mummy.
The Mummy's good,
I thought The Mummy was pretty good. I didn't like Made in America.
Yeah, that wasn't that great. But man, the CIA's corrupt, huh? Woo! Holy cow.
They screw up.
Oh, boy.
Tony Leonidas, I think that's how you say his name, for The Emoji Movie. So the 2018 Razzies are out just in time for all the awards. The SAG Awards were last night. I don't know if you guys watched those.
Yeah,
me and Hooman watched a little of that.
A little bit of the red carpet. It was so boring.
Well, that's an award show for you.
That last award show, I know everyone said it was boring because of the movement, the Golden Globes, but it wasn't that bad for me.
I sat and watched that whole thing.
The whole thing I watched too.
Yeah.
But last night, I just couldn't bear to watch it.
I was like, okay.
But I did want to remind you that tomorrow, nominations for the 90th Annual Academy Awards will be announced tomorrow, 5:30-ish tomorrow
morning.
Yes,
we'll have them first. We should have them pretty close to first thing in the morning.
About 5:32 or so,
It's not going to be a big surprise. It's going to be 3 billboards, Shape of Water.
Yay. Billboards,
yes, 3
right?
billboards.
Did you see Shape of Water yet?
I didn't. It's at my house. I'm going to watch it
at some point. Shape of Water yet,
no,
Hooman?
No, I didn't see it.
What?
I don't want to see the fish guy bang the chick. I don't want to see the bestiality like 2 or 3 times.
Oh, fantastic.
So how do you know?
And now I'm definitely going
to
watch
Rudy
it.
Rudy told us. And like she has to like search for his, you know what, like just a dig.
Oh, is it hidden in like a gill or something?
Yeah.
Something weird. It just looks.
Gill in his crotch.
What's coming up in the news, Finn?
When are you actually an adult? Science will tell you after these.
That's true. It's
a lie.
No, it's not. I have my one brush that I have had for years. It's my brush.
For years?
Years. Since I lived at the last house I lived at. Paid a lot of money for it. I take really good care of it. Hey, everybody. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
Lots of people keep their paintbrushes. Beyond a project.
You can get disposable paintbrushes if you want them, Vinny. They're like 99 cents. You can use those. But if you have like a nice
hairs come off of those.
Right, I know.
So you buy a good one, and then ultimately
you clean it.
You can, no.
Yes.
Oh my God.
The thing. Oh my God, it takes no time.
Nobody does that.
Everyone does it. Well, if you're only... This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma, coming up at 8 o'clock.
I'm like, I don't know. I would think if you buy a great brush that you would
clean it. Yeah, a good brush is like 15, 20 bucks.
And then you start to like a particular brush. Like this one cuts in perfectly. This, you know. So I have my brush that I use for everything intricate, and I clean it and wrap it and put it away.
Oh my God.
In my place for that.
And the rest of the Bay Area is like, well, you're the one guy then.
No. That's not true. You know what it is, Vinny? It's because you're like, I'm done painting. I'm throwing all this crap away. That's what it is. Don't lie.
True.
You buy the supplies you need for whatever job it is.
I don't.
And then once you're done with it, you're like, well, I'm not painting again. So you throw it all away. And then the next time you need to. But I paint all the time.
I wish I had that brush.
I know.
Oh, well, let me go out and get another
one. Yeah, Millie, go get another $15 brush. At least that much.
You think you know. But you don't know.
You know I'm right. What part of what I just said is wrong?
You don't know, Sarah Clark.
Okay. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma.
Yes.
They're delightful.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake, a second show has been added, and at 8 o'clock, we have a pair of tickets for it. So if you are interested in Justin Timberlake and you want to rock out at one of his Bay Area shows, make sure you're here at 8 o'clock.
It's supposed to be our last pair because
they keep saying that to me. Then they keep being,
exactly.
I'm glad. Don't get me wrong.
I guess they're leading up to today's sale.
Okay.
On sale today. It's happening.
Remember, everyone, they're on sale and you can win a pair at 8 o'clock.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website was already the best of all time, and I just found out the IT department is working on a facelift. Mm-hmm. It's going to be new and improved any minute.
Oh, yeah.
Keep checking back.
Check it 10 times a day.
Click all the time. When that thing goes live, you're going to be glad you were there.
Yeah, you'd be like, I was the first. I was the first to click that link.
Trust me, I am so glad I got the inside word as I drove past the smoking section the other day ago.
The IT department's often there.
They were out there and they told me it's going to be
incredible.
They used a different word, but it's cool.
Awesome.
I can't say the word.
Great.
Insane.
Never mind.
Oh, that?
Did you just do like a twister?
No, it doesn't matter.
A twister?
It's going to be chi-chis.
Oh, it's going to be the boobs.
Mm-hmm. You know. It doesn't matter. Listen, the Super Bowl is set. Both home teams won yesterday, and so the Patriots will play the Eagles this time in Minnesota. Mm. They've got a wonderful new stadium there.
Oh, it's cool.
It's going to be fun. Indoors. Right? It's indoors. Mm-hmm. Isn't that one indoors?
Yeah.
When is the Super Bowl again?
Two weeks
from yesterday.
The 4th of February.
Okay.
3:30 p.m., everyone. 3:30 p.m.
Right now, the Pats are favored.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they are.
To win the game, yeah. You like that?
I do. All right.
What was it? Six?
Yeah, 5.5.
Did you guys see the thing? There was a commercial for it. It was Facebook Watch. And it was Tom Brady.
I did see this.
It was a long commercial about Tom Brady being old and how he's driven
Tom
to continue.
Tom versus time.
Right. What is Facebook Watch?
It's apparently that was just a little glimpse of some show that's on Facebook now.
Oh, that's right. He signed up to do a little Facebook series.
Okay.
Is it only him, or is he just one of the featured people? Because it seemed like maybe it was a series that they're doing.
I thought it was just him.
But they had everyone. There's Giselle.
Mm-hmm.
It
seemed to be their house and their kids.
Yeah.
And it looked pretty
so
personal.
Watch is personalized to help you discover new shows, organize around your friends and communities, and see what they're watching.
Oh.
And so you can interact with them, I think, in real time. What's making people laugh?
So it's not their own branded content?
Own.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. All and, right. you know, you can see what everyone might be crying about or laughing about because you can, you know, your emojis during certain points. Like, you're interacting with it.
Okay.
It looks like it's a 6-part they're calling it a docuseries.
About Tom Brady.
Yeah. And someone's saying... It's more like an infomercial for Tom Brady.
Right. Yeah, I like Tom Brady.
Do you think Facebook will try to buy the rights to the Super Bowl or something like that?
Oh, I don't know. Oh.
Well, all these companies with endless cash should try to do that. As we were just talking about how all of these norms that we've taken as...
That's the way it's done.
As law, almost... are changing right before our eyes. So why wouldn't someone say, yeah, we're going to put that on Amazon.
I think
go to Amazon.com to watch it.
I think NBC would be like, let's wait a year till we don't have it. And then let's practice with CBS or ABC or Fox, you know, because they're going to want the ratings.
Well, everybody wants the ratings, but you're absolutely right. At some point, someone is going to be like, we'll give you $1 billion for the broadcast rights.
Mm-hmm.
650 says Tom versus Time is a film being done by Gautam Chopra, Deepak's son, good friend of Tom Brady.
Oh, and is this, so just so I'm understanding this, they've taken this film and cut it into six series or six
segments,
episodes.
Whatever. Yeah, that's what they're
saying. I watch it on Facebook.
I go to Facebook to watch it. If I search Facebook for Tom versus
Watch.
Time, all right. Facebookwatch.com?
I don't know about the dot com.
It didn't tell you in the commercial, that's for sure.
Right.
So there you were.
I guess they just assume people will type in some of those words into Google and find
see
it.
See what happens.
Yeah.
Science has determined.
Science.
When you're officially an adult, often you find places will call you an adult at 18.
Sure. Well, you're legally able to do stuff at 18 and then at 21. But I didn't really feel like an adult until I was probably about, like, right around 28, 29, I started to really feel like, okay.
That's when it kicked in.
That's when it kind of kicked in. I still felt like a kid playing around. And maybe when I had my kids, too, then I was really like, oh, God, now I'm the mother.
Well, that's your kids. You were in your 30s, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Huh.
Right. But late 20s, by then I owned a home, and I was, you know, I knew what I was going to do for a career. Like, at that point, I was like, okay, how old were you?
Settled
when
in.
When you decided?
I don't know. I would say mid-20s.
What about you, Vin? 40 or so?
Well.
He's still waiting.
I know. Not yet.
It's a hard question to answer because I did have to take responsibility. Although I made a million mistakes, I had to take responsibility for them and face that crap.
Right.
So for the most part, I was still making bad decisions and doing dumb stuff at 18. But I was paying, you know, hefty prices for it. I would say, though, in my mid-20s is when I started to really make better decisions, do mm-hmm. smarter things. I was pursuing my career
mm-hmm.
and I never once said no to my company and said no to fun
right.
all the time. I missed every trip.
Is that when, yeah. that's when it is, when you start other
sacrificing
things besides just
right.
partying your ass off and yeah. hanging with your friends.
So I got
priorities
sober,
are different.
I got sober at 21. And was pursuing my radio thing, but sort of, they wouldn't let me do enough stuff. So it was sort of working my way into it at mm-hmm. that point. By 24, mm-hmm. I was charging and mm-hmm. I was absolutely, I would do anything I could. Anything. Right. Drive the van, I got it. I'll do that. No money, no problem.
I just get to be around you people.
I just need
inspirational.
To get hours
right.
and do work. Anyway, science has decided it's 24.
Oh, that's when you're really an adult.
Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying, that you, by 28, you're making. But 24, you've finished college. Mm-hmm. You should be a little closer to.
Yeah. I think I was just still in a kind of a kid mindset. Like, I didn't really take anything too seriously. I really felt like, worst case scenario, I'll move home, you know?
Even when you were in Orlando and living with John?
Oh, hell yeah. I could have moved home. Things had gone south, and I would have, too.
And they would have let John move in?
Who says John's coming with me? Isn't that why my life was falling apart? Me and John broke up in that scenario.
Oh.
Yeah. Once I threw him with John, we were just, you know. But I still didn't feel like, it was us against the world, but I still did feel like, well, this goes. I was married John at 26, and I still didn't feel like an adult until about 28.
Well, a new study out of Australia found that our brains and bodies don't actually get all the way out of adolescence and into adulthood until we're 24.
All right.
Now, you could argue there's a huge generation right now because of economics and all of the other things, mm-hmm. you know.
Pampering.
Holding them and pampering and parenting and and more that these people are still living at home and they don't want to grow up.
Well,
why
who
would
wants
they?
To?
Like...
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
I got everything I need here, and
right.
I don't want to have kids. I don't want to.
Sure.
And I don't
World
have.
Seems doomed. Seems doomed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
it's very
24. That's what they're saying.
All right, 24 it is. That's when you can't really make any more excuses.
At 24.
Right.
Good luck with that.
Yep.
Yikes. Here's a couple fast facts for you.
Fast facts.
The birthday number effect is a psychological phenomenon where people prefer numbers in their birthday over other numbers.
Oh.
I do think we all, humans in general, attach ourselves to brands and things.
Sure.
All the time. And sports and tasks and animals we love. Mm-hmm. You see that person who's like, I love pit bulls, and they've got stickers and,
yep.
you know, whatever. We love our stuff, and we get sort of hyper-focused on it.
I do like when the clock says my birthday. I'm like, oh, it's my birthday.
People do it with numbers all the time,
yeah.
I think. whether it's the, you know, your birth date.
Right.
Your house number or your kid's birth date or whatever.
Right.
No big surprise there. Everybody's got that number.
Yeah.
They're lucky.
Do you love your birthday?
No.
Oh.
You mean the date, the number, or
the
number, actual birthday? No.
Oh.
Yeah, but I also don't enjoy the date that much either, the actual day. Where I know people who are all...
I don't think we're on vacation for Vinny's birthday.
You're not going to believe in 2 weeks I'm turning. Mm. Let's rage.
No!
Dude, you're grown up. What are you doing?
You're having a special day.
Or those people that party for a week or a month.
Or a month. Or longer.
Oh, woman.
I forgot he's screaming in the background. I love my birthday. I don't necessarily love the numbers. 11, 15, 74. Like, there's not a... great pattern there, but I like the actual celebration. Yeah.
Well, Vinny, what is your reasoning for liking 43?
Yeah, he loves the number 43.
Yeah, what about that?
The number 43 is weird because it's one of those numbers that has followed me for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I've seen it a million places. If you look at a clock, there's 43. And then I was, for whatever reason, I went to my birth certificate and I was born at 6:43 and was like, Jesus. And so it's just been a number, but it doesn't have any real significance.
Yeah.
When we won the lottery that time, mm-hmm. I think the one number that we didn't get was 43.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
So if we had gone back to that one and changed the 44 to a 43, we would have won all the money.
And yeah, we would have, it would, 13,000.
We got 5 out of 6, you guys.
333 million.
Right.
13,000. Would have been 333
million. This show would already be over.
Oh, yeah.
We would have all written out our contracts and been gone.
Years ago.
What a difference.
Well, it was like, wasn't it like 300 million or more?
Yeah, it's 333 million.
We were only playing because it was a huge...
Right. So we each would have probably walked away with 20 or so million after, you know, taxes and lump sum.
God, we almost won that. I forget. We almost
won
the lottery.
We had 5 out of 6 numbers. And we found out live on the air.
Yeah.
Like, we were... And... For a solid 3 minutes, we thought we had won $300,000 to split six
There's
ways.
There's nothing like watching Sarah celebrate stuff like that.
Oh, man, I was flipping out.
Banging her head into the glass.
Yep.
Well, why do I hit my head on stuff when
know.
I'm excited? It's almost like just to calm myself down.
What about, you had your phone in your hand. You had your realtor, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I did.
Then he's on the phone to his real estate agent. Make an offer.
Make the offer. Make.
But then to find out that it was...
13,000.
People were mad at us because you're like, you still want a bunch of money. It's like, but it's not 300,000.
Yeah, one was the end of all work, and now the other is more tax than winning.
Mm-hmm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697-530 says, Shape of Water sucked. OMG, I can't wait to hear what you guys think.
Well, if it sucks, I'm not going to watch it.
Rudy didn't like it either.
Sarah, watch Lady Bird.
I did.
Would love it.
Oh, you did?
I thought that was, you know, the buildup on that, I think, really let me down. It's a darling story, and it's cute, and it's set in Sacramento, and the acting is good. I thought the story was a little blah, a little nothing. I was like, all right.
I'm surprised, because
yeah,
I was going to watch it.
No, it's good.
I really want to watch the Winston Churchill.
Oh, my God, that's so good.
Yeah.
He's going to win the Academy Award, Darkest Hour. Yeah.
Gary Oldman?
Yeah.
Darkest Hour. And listen, there are a couple like British people that dispute some of the facts. Forget them. Enjoy the film. It's a great film.
Forget them.
And I'll tell you something. If I was British, I'd probably like dispute it too, because it makes their parliament look like a bunch of fools during World War II trying to make peace with Hitler. I'm like, come on. Yeah, that didn't really happen that way. Well, what else are they going to say, right?
Well,
right.
A lot of weirdness happened around in World War II around Hitler. There were a bunch of countries that went, come on in.
Right. Hello, France.
Yeah, we're going to go neutral on this one.
Hello, Switzerland.
What are you doing? You blow up your jacket over there?
Who, me?
Yeah, you're blowing feathers around. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I found that hole. There was a big feather sticking out. So I pull out one feather, another one comes out. Oh.
Who, me?
Couldn't be.
Well, over here, she's over here going.
I'm just trying to blow feathers your direction. Look, there comes one.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, actually, we're going to start with the Justin Timberlake tickets, and then I've got some news about Dolores O'Riordan. It's really sad. And we'll check out the album charts. We'll find out how everything that came out 2 weeks ago is doing.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.